Welcome to The Inquisitive Tongue. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and we're going to talk about New Year's traditions and, in particular, lucky foods. Yes, there are lucky foods. For New Year's luck, people eat foods symbolizing wealth, long life, and prosperity, like greens, cabbage, and collards for money, beans and lentils for coins, pork for progress, fish for abundance, long noodles for longevity, and round fruits, cakes for coins and completeness. My tradition has always been to open fortune cookies or eat 12 grapes at midnight, as they do in Spain. And of course, black-eyed peas in the American South is really popular for good fortune. And in fact, the New Year's food traditions that bring good luck in America include pork, cabbage, black-eyed peas, greens, rice, cornbread, and Hopping John, a classic Southern meal of pork, greens, black-eyed peas, Hopping John, and cornbread will bring financial fortune. I really love these traditions, and it's amazing. So in Greece, a special sweetbread called Phasalopita is served at midnight. A coin is placed inside the batter, and whoever finds it in their slice will have extra luck. Okay, so for our Jewish friends, a bagel works just as well for good luck. So does a donut and a cake. So, you know, bad luck, there are bad luck traditions as well. Don't sweep or clean your house on New Year's Day. It's thought to sweep away good fortune. The same goes for doing laundry or taking out the trash. I love this. It's so you can avoid doing chores if you want to keep your luck intact. What is the luckiest color to wear on New Year's Day? Red brings good fortune, shared joy, and symbolic protection. It's associated with luck because for centuries, it's been present in moments of collective celebration. Other colors that are traditionally associated that you can wear to bring in this wish for New Year's is gold for wealth and luxury, red, prosperity and power, but use it with caution, black for stability and career, and purple for luxury and transformation. While these colors are believed to boost financial energy, the most effective choice depends on your personal feelings and financial goals, like using brown for saving or green for business growth. So why pork and pigs? Well, it has to do with the way pigs behave differently than other animals. According to some, while chickens and turkeys scratch backwards, a pig buries his snout into the ground and moves forward in the same direction you want to head in the new year. So that is really a great thing. I like a barbecue pork sandwich with crunchy coleslaw. And what about cabbage? Why is cabbage so lucky? Well, right along the pork is often sauerkraut or some form of cabbage, and this tradition hails from Germany and Eastern Europe. It's rooted in simple logistics. A late fall harvest coupled with 6 to 8 weeks fermenting process means the cabbage and sauerkraut is just about ready when New Year rolls around. It's also steeped in symbolism. The strands of cabbage and sauerkraut or coleslaw can symbolize long life, while cabbage can also represent money. Eating black-eyed peas is a time-honored tradition. Black-eyed peas are actually a kind of a bean, not to be confused with green peas or the hip-hop band. So one theory anchors that the tradition started in the Civil War when Union soldiers raided the Confederate Army's food supply, leaving behind only black-eyed peas. Another theory is anchored in African-American history, where newly freed enslaved people celebrated the January 1863 Emancipation Proclamation with dishes made of black-eyed peas, one of the few foods available to enslaved people. But listen, for some, they say that the legume's lucky reputation harkens back to ancient Egypt. It suggested that eating the pea, a vegetable readily available to even the poorest enslaved people, was a way to show humility to the gods. So what about greens? It's the color green. Green symbolizes money and prosperity. In the South, greens can be hung by the door to ward off any evil spirits that may come your way. So collard greens with bacon, yum, yum, yum. Really a wonderful tradition. So rice is a staple of lucky foods in Asia and also in New Year celebrations in Asia and the South. And it's paired with red beans for Hoppin' John, which is served on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day to bring prosperity luck. It's also good luck. And in India, it's believed it can take away bad omens. So cornbread. I just love cornbread with my chili, my Hoppin' John, and everything else. Because it looks like wealth and good fortune. It's golden hue and often round shape, especially when made in a cast iron skillet, represents gold. So cornbread with cornmeal or fresh or frozen corn kernels brings extra corn goodness. It's a sweet way to get a little New Year's luck. Fish is also a good luck food, especially in Scandinavian countries. Herring was considered a harbinger of good fortune, especially as a silver-scaled fish called to mind valuable money. It was also heavily traded, and so it was essential to the country's prosperity. You don't have to eat herring. You can have a smoked sardine toast or smoked salmon on crostini. They're all great for feeling lucky. Noodles in China, Japan, and many other Asian countries, it's lucky food, and it's customary to serve and eat the noodles on New Year's Day. Their length symbolizes longevity, and soba noodles, sesame stir-fried noodles, or udon really work well to celebrate. In Filipino culture, New Year's Eve is traditionally celebrated with 12 types of fruit. They chose 12 specifically to symbolize each month, and they tend to prefer round fruits, but mangoes and watermelon also make the cut. In Mexico, as in Spain, grapes are eaten at midnight to symbolize the year ahead. In China and other Asian countries, oranges are prized for their round shape, and gold, like you, are a representation of good fortune. Throughout the world, pomegranates, a symbol of fertility and birth, are eaten at the new year. A jewel-toned slice of pomegranate is a wonderful way to start the new year on the right foot. Dumplings are a pan-culture holiday favorite. Every country has its own version of dumplings. They're a big part of the Lunar New Year, but they're also a big part of our New Year. Eat them for wealth and good fortune. Well, and then there's champagne. Champagne has been linked to New Year's since as early as the Roman Empire, but the 1800s, when it really took off. Of course, you can always raise a glass of unadulterated bubbly, whether it's Prosecco, sparkling wine, or alcohol-free. And as the bubbles bubble up, we're hoping that your New Year's luck bubbles up as well. So for Radio St. Pete and the Inquisitive Tongue, I'll be eating some tamales and hopping John tomorrow with some champagne and cornbread, and I wish you long life and good fortune, wealth, health, and prosperity.